We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's Susan here at the SPCA serving Erie County Radiothon Day. Things are kind of revving up. There's a lot of energy in the building, and maybe especially this hour because we received an animal transport here. I've never been here to see this. Gina Latuca, Chief Communications Officer, is with me now. You were outside as this was coming in.
Yeah.
And some beautiful dogs on this transport.
I can't believe we have puppies in the building. That's so rare.
And, I mean, labs and retrievers.
Right.
What was on the transport?
We call everything mixed breed now. If we were forced to really whittle it down, we're thinking pit bull terrier mixes, Labrador retriever mixes, a couple other breeds in there.
Okay, and when might these puppies be available for adoption?
Well, you know, it looks like the older puppies, the ones that are 4 months old, they, even though they're not spayed or neutered yet, they may go up for adoption today, and then the owner can come and pick the animal up after it's spayed or neutered. We have some younger ones that are approximately 2 months old. Keep watching yourspca.org. Look at our adoptable animals pages. As those animals are being put up for adoption, you'll see their pictures.
All right, and just a reminder too, with the Radiothon, adoptions today are half off.
Adoptions are half off, and if you are a current or a past service person, adoptions are free with Vets and Pets brought back for today only.
Okay, great. And another thing, too, Dave and Adams is matching donations up until 10 o'clock
this
morning.
That's right, Dave and Adams Card World. How about that? They're doing quite a bit for us, and this is one of the gifts they've given us.
Great. Gina, thank you.
Thank you.
And now we're going to turn things over to Barb Haney, who's director of the Wildlife Department at the SPCA serving Erie County. I love the Wildlife Department because the size of the department is rather small, but what you do, the work you do, is huge.
It's a miracle, honestly. We have this little corner of this building. We take in nearly 4,000 animals a year of 150 different species, and we attend to them with the love and compassion that you find all throughout this shelter. Just caring is what we do.
Yeah. Now, in the past year, what kind of unusual wildlife cases have you had to attend to?
It's really amazing. Every year something weirder happens. And this year we had a bird that generally its habitat is from Florida to Argentina. Okay, this is a Ecuadorian, on the equator bird, and it ended up in Lewiston. So this was after the hurricane. We're not sure really. There's some theories that say that maybe the hurricane winds blew this limpkin out of Florida because there were a few in Virginia. And what we're seeing is, but another theory is that maybe they're migrating up the Mississippi River looking for food, suitable habitat. They eat a particular snail. And this limpkin in Lewiston found the one spot with these wild snails. He was doing all right. But of course, that storm came a few weeks ago, and the decision was made that he wasn't going to survive the storm. So again, with the help of other organizations, it was up in Niagara County and Wild Critters, another rehab center, as well as our wildlife veterinarian, Dr. Karen Sloat. They caught the bird, and then we drove it to Delaware, to this rehab center in Delaware called Tri-State. We jumped in one of our SPCA vehicles with one of our wildlife technicians and drove it down to Delaware, and then they transported it did another hop down to South Carolina.
That's
and got
amazing.
It back south, yeah.
How you all work together.
It really is. And that's the thing, right? Together we come together, this organization. What are we about? We're about how can we be kinder? How can we be more compassionate towards the animals in our area? Not just the dogs and cats, but all the animals.
All right. So there's a happy ending then with this limpkin.
100% happy, yeah.
Another one that comes to mind for me is Stefan Diguana.
Poor Stefan Diguana ended up, I think it was Sunday Night Football. He ended up in one of their, I don't know, they had these big trunks, and he ended up at the bottom of one of the trunks.
Yeah, like an NBC TV truck?
Exactly, yeah. And so Stefan ended up in our wildlife department, and, we weren't sure what condition he was going to come in. We were just looking at the animal. How are you doing? He was a beautiful, beautiful iguana, healthy, and we called Nickel City Reptiles, and they came and got him, and it's again, another happy story. And he's going to tell his story and help people to realize, you know, the importance of these species and what it is to be an invasive species, too. We couldn't get him back to Florida because they're considered invasive in Florida.
Okay, but again, what a perfect fit to go with Nickel City.
Perfect, yeah, oh yeah.
All right, you know, when people make donations to the SPCA serving Erie County, they think, oh, we're helping out the dogs and the cats, but they're also helping out the wildlife department. What are the needs of the wildlife department?
Oh, we have tremendous needs. With all those different species, we really need to attend to their needs, specifically to them, like how to create the right habitat, how to do the right husbandry. We're always evolving and changing. There's no textbook that says how to do wildlife rehab perfect. It hasn't been done yet. Maybe together with some students in the Western New York area, we can create that. However, our practice is to always look back. What went well? What didn't go well? And how do we get better going forward? So we're always evolving. And we don't have our ego in this either. We have to admit when we make mistakes.
You've been here forever, it seems. I mean, as long as I've been doing the radiothon, you've been here, right?
I
mean,
9 years. Okay. Yeah, I started in humane education. My background's education, and I'm really about changing the world. How can we make the world a better place? And I found it here in this job, that this job, this place, does miracles every day, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
I love the stability around here. Everybody just likes where they are. They don't want to leave.
Oh, it's the best job in the world. Every day is different. We don't know what's going to happen, and we come together and try to do the best thing for that particular animal and that family that walks in the door.
Well, I remember coming into the wildlife department at one point, and you were using little eyedroppers to feed baby birds.
It's amazing.
Is that like
a
daily current sometimes?
Well, in the busy season. So right now we're a little bit, it's a little slower. So we go from taking in about 50 to 60 animals a day to down, maybe we'll get one, we'll get maybe 5 to 10 a week in the winter. So in the busy season, and we rely on volunteers. If anyone's interested in volunteering and helping to feed the baby birds with those little eyedroppers, and sometimes we use paint brushes so we don't injure them when we push the food down their throat. Yeah, we give me a call, email me here at yoursPCA.org.
Barb, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Susan. Thank you for being here, and thank you for supporting what we do here. We're very lucky with this community. Thank you.
It's a great community. That's Barb Haney, Director of Wildlife at the SPCA serving Erie County. And you can help out right now by calling 716-873-SPCA. That's 716-873-7722. Or make an online donation at yoursPCA.org. There's also a way to do it through Venmo. If you go to the yoursPCA.com, you can see the QR code, or PayPal too. They'll take your donation anyway, any amount, or consider becoming an angel for the animals, a $20 a month donation for the next year here. And you'll hear more from the SPCA coming up throughout the day on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.